Have a blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Have a blessing to all of you precious little ones, mommies and daddies, on this January 30, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? This is lesson 164, chapter 34, entitled The Invitation, Part 3. The opening song to our study today is entitled Softly and Tenderly Jesus is Calling. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. At the heart portal, he's waiting and washing, washing for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and hear not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing for you and for me. Shadows are gathering, deathbeds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Think of the wonderful love he has promised, promise for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, I thank you for the spirit to have this special day. I thank you for the spirit to with us at this morning. I pray you could be with us wherever we go. Forgive us of our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ's spirit. Let us be able to depend on you when things get tough or hard. Forgive us of our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ's spirit. It let's be also helping one another, loving one another. I pray we have safe travel mercies wherever we go. Let us be able to always be We love you and keep on spreading the gospel to the rest of the people of this world. Lord, let them be able to learn who you are and understand you and love you always. I pray that you can be able to, you know, strengthen us that we may be able to do what we need to. And will help us if we're ever scared, sad, or even upset. And also, and let us be, let us be also diligent, reverent, unselfish, noble, or faithful, and also helpful. Open our eyes so we may be whole when things are beyond. This is my prayer in these past home. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture for today is from the book of Isaiah
3 from the King James Version, and it reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will end with part 3 in our lesson entitled, "The Invitation in Our Study Book, Desire of Ages." If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babula.
Psalms 26, verse 1.
Good. A Psalms.
In Psalms
of David.
Of David.
Judge.
Judge.
Me.
Me. Oh.
Lord.
Lord.
For
I
have
what?
And mine.
Mine.
Integrity.
Integrity. I
have trusted.
Trusted.
Also.
Also.
And
the Lord.
Good. Therefore.
Therefore I
shall
not
slide. Psalms 26.
Verse 2.
Good. Examine. Me.
Me.
Lord.
Lord.
And. Prove.
Prove.
Me.
Me.
Try. My.
My.
Reins.
Reins.
And. My.
My.
Heart.
Yes.
Psalms 26:3. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thine truth. Revelations chapter 7, verse 15. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
Revelation 7:16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living foundations of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Psalms 28 verse 8. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed.
Psalms 28 verse 9. Save thy people and bless thine
inheritance.
Feed them also and lift them up forever.
Good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will just cover one page, and that is 331. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 331. Bubble up.
So, listen, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 331. Those who take Christ as his word and surrender their soul to his keeping, their lives to his ordering, will find peace and quietude. Nothing of the world can make them sad when Jesus makes them glad by his presence. In perfect acquaintances, there is perfect rest. The Lord says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Amen. Isaiah 26, paragraph 3. Next slide, please.
Before we continue, I have a question, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, who will find peace and quietude in their lives that are ordered by Jesus? And what did the Lord say to the ones who trusted in him? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one. Babala?
That is, those who take Christ at his word and surrender their souls to his keeping, and thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee.
Our lives may seem a tangle, but as we commit ourselves to the wise master worker, he will bring out the patterns of life and character that will be to his own glory. And that character which expresses the glory, characters of Christ, will be received unto the paradise of God. A renovated race shall walk with him in white, and they are worthy. Desire Babies Priest 331, paragraph 2. Blessed Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Blessed Sabbath, dear sister. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. What will happen if we commit ourselves to the wise master worker? And where will they be received who pressed to express, sorry, the glory, character of Christ? If you know the answer to these two questions, dear one. Bubble up.
The answer is, he, Jesus, will bring of the pattern of life and character that will be to his own glory, and they will be received into the paradise of God.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together. There once on the book of 2 Corinthians, and that can be found in chapter 3, verse 18.
Desire of Ages, page 331. As through Jesus we enter into rest, heaven begins here. We respond to his invitation, come, learn of me, and in thus coming we begin the life eternal. Heaven is a ceaseless approaching to God through Christ. The longer we are in heaven of bliss, the more and still more of glory will be open to us. And the more we know of God, the more intense will be our happiness.
I have a question for you, girls, mommies and daddy. What is heaven, and where does it begin, and through whom can we make it there? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, babala.
The answer is, heaven begins here, respond to his inventions, come learn of me, and in this coming you begin your life eternal. Heaven is a ceaseless approaching to God through Christ.
Continuing to Desire of Ages, page 331. As we walk with Jesus in this life, we may be filled with his love, satisfied with his presence. All that human nature can bear, we may receive here. But what is this compared with the hereafter? They are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell on them.
We have another question, dear ones. What will happen as we walk with Jesus in this life? And what shall be in the hereafter for those who are filled with his love that is beyond compare? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is we may be filled with his love, satisfied with his presence, and there are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful hymn together, dear one, that tells us what happens when we trust and obey. If anyone of the dear family would like to share this hymn with the room, bubble up, and the Psalms that will remind us of this promise is Psalms 84, verse 12. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
When we walk with our Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Praise the Lord. Amen, dear sister. And continuing in our study, we are in Desire of Ages, page 331. Bubble up, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 331, continuing. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst, thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living, unto living living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7:15-17. Desire of Ages, page 331, paragraph 3.
Question, dear ones, boys and girls, what is the promise to those who overcome by the blood of the Lamb of God, Christ Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
That is, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat.
This is our last question. Question, boys and girls, what shall the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, do for them, and what shall God do as well? If you know the answer to this question, blah, blah.
The answer is, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Well, let's learn our last scripture together, dear ones. And this one is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Amen. Dear one, we have a special nugget on this blessed Sabbath. Our dear sister Jean is going to share a beautiful story that will leave a promise in each and all of our hearts.
A boy becomes a man. An Indian father takes his son into the forest, blindfolds him, and leaves him alone. He is required to sit on a stump the whole night and not remove the blindfold until the rays of the morning sun shine through it. He cannot cry out for help to anyone. Once he survives tonight, he is a man. He cannot tell other boys of this experience because each lad must come into manhood on his own. The boy is naturally terrified. He can hear all kinds of noises. Wild beasts must surely be all around him. Maybe even some human might do him harm. The wind blew the grass and earth and shook his stump, but he stoically, never removing the blindfold, he sat. It would be the only way he could become a man. Finally, after a horrific night, the sun appeared and he removed his blindfold. It was then that he discovered his father sitting on the stump next to him. He had been on watch the entire night, protecting his son from harm. We, too, are never alone. Even when we don't know it, God is watching over us, sitting on the stump beside us. When trouble comes, all we have to do is reach out to him. If you liked this story, pass it on. If not, you took off your blindfold before dawn. Moral of the story, just because you can't see God doesn't mean he is not there, for we walk by faith.
praise the Lord. And little ones, mommies and daddies, there is a story that we can learn from the scripture where also the Lord spent the whole night with him while he was traveling. Maybe next Sabbath you can tell me who it was. So we have come to the ending of the first section of our study. This is the section that we have all the little ones to have the story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and our dear brother Graves, we don't want to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. And our verse from Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. That means keep being happy and friendly. No member of the family can enclose himself within himself. If he is filled with the love of Christ, he will manifest or show courtesy, kindness, tender regard for the feelings of others, and will communicate to his associates or his friends by his acts of love and tender, grateful, happy feeling. It will be made manifest or shown that he is living and daily learning lessons at his feet, receiving his light and peace. The most careful cultivation or practice of the outward proprieties or manners of life is not sufficient to shut out all fretfulness, harsh judgment, and unbecoming speech or words that don't please Jesus. True refinement will never be revealed so long as self is considered as the supreme object. Love must dwell or live in the heart. A thoroughgoing or true Christian draws his motives of action from his deep heart love for his master, that is Jesus. Up through the roots of his affection for Christ springs an unselfish interest in his brethren. Because we love Jesus, we will act like him and treat others as he did. Of all things that are sought, cherished, and cultivated, there is nothing so valuable in the sight of God as a pure heart, a disposition imbued with thankfulness and peace. God wants us to have a heart of thankfulness and peace. If the divine harmony of truth and love exists in the heart, it will shine forth in words and actions. That means if we have truth and love in our hearts, it will be seen in our actions. The spirit of genuine benevolence or kindness must dwell or live in the heart. Love imparts or gives to its possessor, that's you and me, grace, propriety or good manners, and comeliness of deportment or attractiveness. Love illuminates or lights up the countenance, the smile, and subdues or softens the voice. It refines and elevates the entire man, or boy and girl. It brings him into harmony with God, for it is a heavenly attribute or characteristic. Allow no selfishness to live in the heart or find room in the home. When all are members of the royal family, there will be true politeness in the home life. Politeness means saying things like please and thank you. Each member of the family will seek to make it pleasant for every other member. Sons and Daughters of God, page 80.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Next week, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled Peace Be Still of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for letting me live still. Thank you for everything you do to keep me alive. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
for the time we go to heaven, we hope go to heaven. We hope our dad gets our tower fixed. Jesus, amen.
We hope and pray that all of the dear family will be blessed, and also we thank all of the dear little ones, mothers and daddies that participated in the reading as well, and Sister Jean and Brother Dick. We thank you also for the cooperation for the glory of God. We hope and pray that all of you will bless and enjoy the activity. God bless everyone.